Today's Amud is Ma'idkatan Tesama Beis. We're holding on the top of Tesama Beis, the top line, Hadar Yasvi Vikamibailo. So we're really in the middle of a story. The Gemara began the story on Tesama Aleph. The Gemara brought their Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. They went to say goodbye to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They had a whole interaction. And Bekitzer, as when they left, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai told his son that these people are very great. Go run after them and give them and get a bracha from them. So he ran after them and he heard over some of their conversations. So he said one of the conversations that they had. Now the Gemara brings a second conversation that they had, and then we'll get to the bracha that Rashbi's son asked them for. Says the Gemara, Hadar Yasvi Vikamibailuhu, they were handling and they had the following kasha. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Yakarihi Mipanimim. It says that the Torah is more precious even than jewels. The Chol Chafatzecha lo Yishvuba. And all of your chafatzim, all of your desires, don't equal Torah. So it's mashma, whose chafatzim don't equal Torah? Yours, personal things. Ha-chafze shamayim yishvuba. But other chafze shamayim, but desires of the Torah, meaning mitzvahs, so mitzvahs are equal to Torah. But then on the other hand, Uksiv the Pasuk says that kol chafatzim lo yishvuva, that all chafatzim are not equal to Torah. That Torah is more chashav than any other mitzvah. Tamu Torah keneged kulam. Dafilu chafze shemayim lo yishvuva. That makes it seem like even chafze shemayim is not equal to Torah. So it's a stira. What's better? What's greater? Is Torah on the same level as mitzvahs, or is Torah greater than mitzvahs? And they answered that kan b'mitzvah she'afshir la'saisa yadei acherim. One pasuk is discussing when you could do the mitzvah through when someone else could do the mitzvah. So that's the second pasuk, which says the Torah is even more chashuv than chafze shemayim when the other mitzvah can get done by someone else. So then it's the best thing to do in the world is to go learn Talmud Torah keneged kulan. Whereas the first pasuk is discussing a case kan b'mitzvah shi afshar la'saisa idei acherim. If a person has a mitzvah that no one else could do, and so then he has to do that mitzvah and stop learning Torah. Then we say that all the other mitzvahs are equal to Torah. It means in terms of practical, how a person should be nayig, so it depends if the other mitzvah could get done by someone else. If it could, so then better to keep learning. And if it cannot, so then a person has to stop what he's doing and go do the other mitzvah. Now Amrule, so now finally these two gedolim they say to Rav Shimon bar Yochai's son, they say, "My boy Sacha, what are you doing over here?" So Amar Lehu, so he says to them, "Da Amar Li Abba Zilgabayu Dilivarchuch," because my father Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he told me that I should go to you and get a bracha. So Amrule, so they give him the following bracha. They tell him like this. They say Yehi Rava, which means Yehi Ratzon, it should be Hashem's will. The tizra v'loy tektzat, that you should plant and you shouldn't harvest. Ta'ayol v'loy tepuk, you should bring in and you shouldn't bring out. Tepuk v'loy ta'ayol, you should export, you shouldn't import. Lichrav besach v'loy sevushpizach, your house should get destroyed and you should live in an inn. Levalbo v'sayrach, your bed should be mixed up. V'loy techzi shat t'chadeton, you shouldn't see the new year. So that didn't sound like very much of a bracha. So ki asa legabe avua, when Rashbi's son came back home, he came to his father. So amar le, and he says to his father, "Lo mi boy devaruchei lo berchan." Not only did they not give me a bracha, avot tzuri tzuran. They pained me. They cursed me out. So amar le, what curse did they say? So Rav Shimon says to them, he says, "My amru lacha." What did they tell you? What I want to hear. So hachi v'hachi amruli. So he says to them, "No, this is what he told me." So amar le, so Rashbi. He says to his son, "That's a curse. Hanach kulu berchasininu. That's all brachas." And he explained the bracha. He said, "Tizra v'leitechzad. You should plant and you shouldn't harvest." You know what they were telling you? They were telling you, "Toilid banim v'lo yamusu." You should plant. You should have zera shel kayama v'leitechzad. You shouldn't harvest. It means you should have children and they shouldn't die. At least in your lifetime. Ta'ayo v'leitepuk. You should bring in and you shouldn't bring out. You know what it means to bring in? It means to get daughter-in-laws. You should bring daughter-in-laws into your house, and your sons shouldn't die, so that you'll have to then export your daughter-in-laws and bring them out of the house. They'll have to leave. You should bring out and you shouldn't bring in. You know what that means? It means Tailid Binasa. You should also have daughters, and they marry out and they move out of the house. and their husbands shouldn't die v'lihadru levasach in a way that then they'll have to come back to you. Then no, you should export, bring them out, and you shouldn't have to import them back in. Lichrav beischa v'leisav ushpizach, your house should be destroyed, and you should live in an inn. You know what he was telling? You know what they were telling you? They were telling you the hayalma ushpizach. They were saying that this world is an inn, that your house should be destroyed, and you should live in an inn. Means this world, the hayalma ushpizach, v'hayhi alma beisa, the world to come when a person dies, when he's in the cavern, he goes to Olam Haba, that's the real house. This world is just a prizder. As the pasuk says, kirvam batemay la'ilam, that their kirbam is their house forever. I'll take kirbam ala kivram. The kever is the permanent house. Olam Haba is the permanent house. So they were telling you that your house should be destroyed and you should live in an inn, means that you should have a long life. You should live in the inn. You should live in this world for a long time. Levalbil Patairach means bivnei uvnasa. Your bed should be all confused, means you should have a lot of children. You should have a lot going on. It should be a balagan. There should be kids running all over the house. V'leitachzi shata chadata, and you shouldn't see the new year. What they were telling you was delay tamus intach, that your wife shouldn't die. V'leitinasev intza achriti, that you'll have to marry a new woman and you'll have to have a shana rishaina, a new year, all over again. You shouldn't see a new year. Your wife should live. They were really giving you tremendous amounts of bracha. That's what Rashi explained to his son. And when Mefarshim explains that the reason why, the meaning, why did they give him bracha in such a coded way? Why did Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai and Rabbi Yudah ben Gerim give Rashi's son a bracha in such a code that it almost sounded like they were cursing him out? So they explain that they held that Rashi was more chashim than them. Rashi was their Rebbe. And they wanted Rashi to give him the bracha. So they said the bracha in a code, knowing that the son was going to go back to Rashi, and he was going to tell them, oh, I don't understand what they were telling me. And then Rashbi would have to explain it to him, and Rashbi would then be giving him the bracha, and then this way he would get the bracha from Rashbi himself. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta iptar minei derav. Another story of saying goodbye, of parting, that Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, he was saying goodbye to Rav. So Amar Lei, and Rav says, Amar Lei Lebrei, Rav says to his son, Ziligabedi levarchach, that you should go to Reb Shimon ben Chalafta and you should go get a bracha from him. He's a big person. So Amar Lei, so he says, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta says to Rav's son, he says, Yehe Rava delay tevayish v'lay tezbayish. Now you shouldn't embarrass others and then have to get embarrassed. That's why Rashi explains that if you embarrass others, so then the Ashkacha has it that the person then gets embarrassed. What goes around comes around. So you shouldn't embarrass others and then get embarrassed. Which really means he was giving them a bracha that they shouldn't get embarrassed through their lifetime. So Asa Gabe Avua, Rav comes back to his father, and Amar Lei, and Rav says to him, Nu, my Amar Lecha, what did he tell you? What was the bracha? So Amar Lei, so Rav's son says to him, he says, Milan da Alma hu da Amar Lei. He just told me stop words. He gave me a weird bracha. So Amar Lei. And apparently he told him over the bracha, that he gave me a bracha, that I shouldn't be embarrassed. Very strange. So Amar Lei, so Rav says to his son, weird bracha, Biracha Birchasa de Baruch Kutcha Barichu li Yisrael. He gave you the bracha that the Kadosh Baruch who gave Klal Yisrael, Utanaba, and even gave it a second time, that we shouldn't be embarrassed. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, V'achaltam acho, V'savaya, V'hilaltam, V'goymer, V'yevayishu ami lo'aylam, V'yadatam ki v'kerev Yisrael ani v'goymer. He gave us a bracha that and again that we shouldn't be embarrassed. That's a tremendous bracha. That's not stam mili dalma. Now the Mishnah had said va'isa isha tachshiteha. Going back to the halachas of Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah had mentioned that a woman's allowed to apply makeup or doing different types of tachshitim on Chol HaMoed. It's tzarchi aguf. Tzarchi aguf is considered like eichel nefesh. Memela, even if it involves a malacha, she's allowed to be aisa tachshita on Chol HaMoed. So it says the Gemara, now Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that elu hein tachshitei nashim, the following are examples of tachshitei nashim. Kaicheles, she can put on eyeshadow. Upaikesa, she's allowed to part, perhaps comb her hair. Umavira srak al paneha, she could put on some sort of red powder to make her face like a blush. V'igud de amri, and some say that what it means, umavira srak al paneha, means mavera sakin, the guy has the girsa. Mavera sakin al paneha shalmata, it means that she could shave by her paneha shalmata. Says the Gemara, story now, the bisud Rav Chista mikashta banpe kalasa, that the wife of Rav Chista, she put on some makeup, she was mikashed herself in front of her daughter-in-law. Which Rashi explains that the Gemara is coming to emphasize the fact that she was no youngster. She already had a daughter-in-law, she already had children that were married, and therefore, and she was no youngster, and afalpikin, she allowed herself to be mikashed herself on Chalamay. So Yasir Ravuna Barchanina kamed Rav Chista, Ravuna Barchanina, he said to Rav Chista, he was sitting in front of Rav Chista, Vyasir Vikamer, and he said to him, Loishanu ala yalda, avozikain alai, your wife's an oldie. Who says an oldie is allowed to put on makeup? It says a youngster, tzarchei haguf, it's mamish a need for her to put on the makeup. So that's why she's allowed to do malacha, to make herself pretty on Chalamayin. But someone who's so old, like your wife, then I'm just like emphasizing, but this is what he's really saying. He said, but if it's a Kena, someone who's so old like your wife, who says that she has such a heter? So Amarle Rav Chista said back to him, no, Ha'elikim, I swear, Afilu Imach, even your mother, Vafilu Ima, your mother, who's much older, Vafilu Ima di Imach, and even your grandmother, Vafilu Imedas Al Kivra, even a lady whose mom is standing by the grave, she could be in the hospital, on her deathbed, Da Amri Inchi, and she still had to put on makeup on Chalamay. Da Amri Inchi, as people say, that Bashitin Kabashis, Lekal Tavla Rahata, that a 60-year-old lady is like a 6-year-old, when she hears music at a chasana, she runs after it, and the ladies, they like putting on makeup, they like looking pretty, even she could be on her deathbed, and it's something that they care about. And therefore, there's no. It's not that this heter is only for a youngster; it's even for a zikena. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer leitasud. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is not allowed to put on sid, limestone, which we said that was something that they would put on their face to get rid of the hair, or maybe other parts of the body as well, but to get rid of hair. But while it's on them, so it doesn't, it's mitztayer them. It doesn't look very attractive. So Rabbi Yehuda said that being that it's mitztayer the person, even though it's true, later on, eventually she'll take it off and she'll look good. But since it's mitztayer on cholamay, so therefore she's not allowed to put it on. So Tani, we learned in the Braiso that Rabbi Yehuda said that Isha Loitasad Mimnation Evil Hula. Exactly like we had in the Mishnah, that a woman is not allowed to be tasud, she's not allowed to put on this lime because it makes her look disgusting, and that's going to be Mitzayer her. Umayda Rabbi Yehuda Besit Shechayu Lekapli B'mayed. However, even Rabbi Yehuda is Mayda, that if she's going to be removing the sid at some point on Cholamayid, so she's going to benefit from it on Cholamayid, she'tayfaltoi b'mayid, afal pi she'metzeira hi achshav. Because simcha hi la'achers man. So then she'tayfaltoi b'mayid, she's allowed to put on the sid on Cholamayid, she'afal pi she'metzeira hi achshav, because even though it's true, while it's on her right now, she has some pain from it, but simcha hi la'achers man, it's for the ultimate good, in the long run, and it's on Cholamayid, she'll get a simcha. So if she's only going to benefit from it after Yom Tov, so then you can't call it Sarche Yom Tov to do it. So she's not getting a she's not doing it for a Yom Tov need. After Yom Tov she's going to take it off. All she's getting it from it on Yom Tov is that she's getting tsar. But so that's going to be Asr. That's when Rabbi Yehuda holds Leitasud. However, if she's going to be taking it off on Yom Tov at some point through Cholamay, so then it's considered a Sarche Yamayit. She's doing it to look better on Cholamay, even though it's true, there's some time in the beginning, there's some short-term gain, there's some short-term pain, afal pi kein, it's going to be mutter. And says the Gemara, Umi'isle Rabbi Yehuda Haisvara. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like this? That even though it's painful in the short run, in the short term, but since ultimately it's for her good, so we don this up as a positive action and we ignore the pain? Is that really true? V'hatanam, but we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is the first Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Over there, the Mishnah discusses the idea that within 3 days of a Gaisha holiday, where there are Avid Avodah Zarah, so a person is not allowed, a yid is not allowed to do business with the guy. And the reason for that is because by benefiting the guy's gonna, at least on his end, he's making everyone's gonna, by a business deal, he's gonna be happy with the deal he's making, and then on his Yom Tov, he's on his holiday, he's going to thank his Avodah Zarah. And by doing that, you, the Jew, by doing the business deal with him, are causing the Shema Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. And the Pasuk says, V'shema lehim acherim le'yishma al picha. It says, That you're not supposed to cause the name of a desire to be mentioned. And so because of that, a person is not allowed to do business with a guy within 3 days of their holiday. So now, with that being said, says the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifron Mehen Mipnei Meitzar, that even though you can't do business with them, if a guy owes you money, you're allowed to collect the money from him within 3 days of his holiday, because that's something that causes him pain. That's not a business type of transaction. That's something that he's going to think is of a desire for. That's something which causes him pain, and therefore that's mutter. However, Amru Loi, the Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda, that no, Afa Pisha Meitzar Achshav. It's true that when he pays you back, so now that causes him pain right now, but Sameachu La'achar Zman. In the long run, he feels very relieved. He feels very besimcha because now he doesn't have that debt on his mind anymore. It's not on his shoulders. And he's going to end up thinking he's avodah zarah. So therefore, within 3 days, you're not allowed to collect the debt. So what do you see from here? That even though there's tsar right now, since in the chachamim say that since there's it makes him happy in the long run, so this is considered a happy act, and you're not allowed to do that within 3 days of the Gaisha holiday. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to ignore that. He says, no, but right now it's tsar. And he focuses on the fact that right now there's tsar. And if so, then hu adin by chol ha-mayid. Even if she's going to take off the sid on the mayid, and she's going to be sameach la'achar zman, but since right now there's tsar, so it should be aser. Says the Gemara to Terutza. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hanach lehilchus chol ha-mayid. You're not really in a chanami. Rabbi Yehuda Be'etzem holds that we care about the right now, like you see from Avodah Zarah. And since it's a maisa of tsar, so therefore you're allowed to do that within 3 days of the Gaisha holiday. Ah, so why on chol ha-mayid is she allowed to put on the sid if she's going to take it off during the mayid? Even if she's going to take it off during the mayid, but right now it's causing her tsar. Yeah, but hanach lehilchus chol ha-mayid. Leave hilchus chol ha-mayid to the side. The kulu meitzer achshav v'sameach la'ach. Always that's the case by Chol HaMayid. Every time you have a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMayid, the malacha itself is not something that's fun to do. Malacha is not fun. It's the result that's exciting. It's the result that's fun. And afal pikein it's mutter. Like a person, sometimes a person doesn't enjoy cooking. And afal pikein it's mutter because it's tzarchei achila. Since it's sameach la'achar zman, even though there's tsar right now, that's something that's mutter. And Ravina says a different teretz, that kusi l'inin pirah in Lo'ila Meitzar, that it's not true that it's Sameach La'achar Zman. Rabbi Yehuda is completely kaifer bakol in what the Chachamim said. The Chachamim said it's Sameach La'achar Zman. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not true. He won't be, that the guy won't be Sameach La'achar Zman. And the Rimul Neil explains, because anytime a guy has money of a yid in his hands, he doesn't plan on ever giving it back. So the fact that he has to give it back, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is always a tsar. It's not Sameach La'achar Zman, because he wasn't planning on paying it back. He doesn't feel relieved. He feels, oh shucks, that I had to give up the money. He wasn't planning on paying it back. So if you get him to pay it back to you within 3 days of the holiday, that's something that's only causing him tsar. Says the Gemara, now I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that Benayis Yisrael shegiu lepirkan. A new Gemara now. That I'm Rav Yehuda. Benayis Yisrael shegiu lepirkan. When you have a Jewish girl who she reaches her perek, meaning she gets two siris, she gets shtei siris. V'loya giu l'shanim, but she's not yet 12 years old. So she got the two siris early. So a lot of times, if that would happen, a girl would want to get rid of the siris. It seemed like almost inappropriate. She was too young. She's not yet 12 years old. She has the shtei siris. She wants to get rid of them. So how would they get rid of them? So says Rav Yehuda, it depends on the social class of the girl. Aniyos, those that were poor, taiflois oisan besid, they would use sid. So that's why it comes up over here in the Gemara. Because if we were talking about removing hair with sid, so that's what Rav Yehuda says. That was something that the aniyos would do, they would get rid of the hair with sid. Ashirais, taiflois oisan besilis, they would use flour to get rid of the hair. And benais malachim beshemen amar, and benais malachim, they would use a special type of oil. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, shisha chadashim, when they got ready to see Achashverosh, so the Besulais, they used Shemen Hamar. So you see that's a type of Shemen that they would use to get rid of their hair. Now, my Shemen Hamar, what is Shemen Hamar? Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar, it's Stachas. It's a type of oil. Perhaps balsam oil, a certain type of oil. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Ami Amar, Shemen Zayish Lo Hevi Shlish. Now, no, it's oil that comes from olives that are only, that were not even, they didn't even, they weren't fully ripened yet. They didn't even grow a third. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda said that on Pikinoin is Shemen Zayas Shalehevishlesh. It's on Pikinoin, that's this Shemen Zayas that didn't grow a third. And why would they use this to anoint themselves with this oil? Shemasher Sasear, it gets rid of the hair, Uma'adin Esabasar, and it makes the skin soft. Says the Gemara story now that Rav Beivoy Havalei Barta. Rav Beivoy had a daughter. And Tafla Aver. And she used to anoint herself with this oil aver at a time, and like that she had very, very fine skin. And shakal ba arba meya zuze. And for her ksuva, she took 400 zuz, which is an extreme amount for her ksuva because she was so attractive. And hava hu kusi b'shivavuse. There was a certain kusi, a certain guy in his neighborhood, in Rav Beivai's neighborhood, the havalei barta, and he too had a daughter. And he saw what happened with Rabbi Beivai. So tafla bechad zimna. So he bathed her in oil. And what happened was is umesa, and she died from it. He put her whole body into the oil, or she did it to herself, and she ended up dying. So Amar the Kusi used to go around saying that katla Beivai labarti, that Beivai killed my daughter. Now, really, he didn't realize it's because he did it all at one time. Rav Beivai did it aver, and this guy, he did it the entire body all at one time. Now, I'm Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman tells you that Rav Beivai deshase shichra bein in banse tifla. Now, you should know, it's not something that everyone needs to do to use this oil. It's Rav Beivai, he used to drink a lot of beer. And since he used to drink a lot of beer, that made his daughters very hairy. And that's why they needed to be tafla. They needed to use this oil. But anan deloisha sinan shichra, we, or at least our girls, they don't drink beer, so they buy in banse tifla, so therefore, they don't have as much hair, they don't even need to use this oil. It's not something that you should learn from a baby that you have to do. It was specific in his situation that he needed to do it.